Happy Monday, Sonny.
Happy Monday, Kim.
Well, I understand a big basketball controversy begins your sports report today.
Kim, in a story that's making big headlines here in the USA, the National Basketball Association is investigating Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling for alleged racist remarks. An audio recording was posted online over the weekend. The league is trying to verify if the 80-year-old Sterling, who has owned the Clippers for more than 30 years and is the longest tenured owner in the NBA, actually made the remarks, urging a woman not to bring black people to his team's games. The alleged comments have set off reactions of anger and calls for action throughout the league, as well as at the highest levels of the U.S. government. U.S. President Barack Obama, during a trip to Malaysia, described the comments as incredibly offensive, and he's confident NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will address the issue. Former NBA star Magic Johnson says Commissioner Silver needs to come down hard on Sterling, and he shouldn't own an NBA team anymore. In Magic's words, you have African Americans renting his apartments, referring to Sterling, coming to the games, playing for the Clippers, and coaching the Clippers. Doc Rivers, the head coach of the Clippers, is black. Now, the controversy erupted with the Clippers in the middle of a hard-fought first-round NBA playoff series against the Golden State Warriors, another club based in California. The Warriors beat the visiting Clippers Sunday 118-97 to even the best-of-seven-game series at 2-2. Clippers players made a silent protest against Sterling before the game. They took off their warm-up jerseys and went through their pregame routine with their red shirts on inside out. They also wore black bands on their wrists or arms, as well as black socks, in a show of solidarity. After the loss, Clippers coach Doc Rivers was asked if the Sterling scandal affected his team's performance.
Listen, it could have. I mean, I'm not going to deny that we had other stuff. I just believe when the game starts, and nobody cares anymore. Golden State surely didn't care. And it's just like when a player plays with an injury. They don't care that you're injured. They're going to come out and they're going to try to attack you. So if we were injured physically or mentally, the other team doesn't care, and they really shouldn't care, because it's a competition. And we didn't handle the competition right tonight.
Meanwhile, Clippers star Blake Griffin, who scored 21 points Sunday, said he didn't think the race-related controversy played a part in his team's loss.
It's like every other game. It really was. And that's not sugarcoating anything. All the time there's distractions. And you know, you just go out and play basketball. I just thought we didn't do what we were supposed to do, and we didn't stick to the things that made us successful in game two and three.
In other first-round NBA playoff action, my beloved Washington Wizards defeated the Chicago Bulls right here in Washington 98-89 at the Verizon Center Arena, just a few blocks from our Voice of America headquarters. The magical and surprising Wizards now lead the series 3-1, and they can advance with a victory in Chicago Tuesday night. In New York City, the Toronto Raptors topped the host Brooklyn Nets 87-79. This series is now tied at 2 games each. And in Sunday's other NBA playoff game, the Portland Trail Blazers shot down the visiting Houston Rockets 123-120 in overtime to take a 3-1 lead in that series.
They're playing back.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOANews.com.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Now let's go to Pretoria, South Africa. That's where the University Sports South Africa Athletics Championships were held over the weekend. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma filed this report from Pretoria.
University of Free State student Wade van Niekerk clocked a lifetime best of 20.21 seconds in 200 meters to set a championship record on Saturday. He earlier on won the 400 meters. Van Niekerk, who has run 44.92 seconds in the 400 meters this year, reckons he's drawing nearer to achieving his childhood dream.
The 200 is what I love. So I took in what you said as motivation to work my heart every day on the 200 and show SA that this is where I want to be. Yeah.
Well, both records are now near your age. I don't want to put you under pressure. Do you feel you can run faster sometime this year in both 2 and 4?
Since childhood, when I started running, they say record what I wanted. So it's definitely a goal for me. When it comes, it comes. I'll truly appreciate it. I'm working hard towards it. It's where I want to be.
That was Wade van Niekerk, the South Africa University Athletics 400 meter and 200 meter champion. Meanwhile, the University of Stellenbosch's Justin Palframan improved her lifetime best to 23.02 seconds in the women's 200 meters. Palframan attributes her success to runner-up and 100-meter champion Melissa Hewitt of the University of the Northwest, who also ran a personal best of 23.19 seconds.
I'm extremely happy and couldn't ask for anything more. Now I just want to get under 23.
Yes. How did you find the race? Because it was quite competitive with Melissa on your outside, and you know that she has a good start at the...
Yeah, well, because she has a good start, it helps me because I know I have to be even quicker. And, well, it's actually nice to have her there because it made me push the whole way and I didn't give up. Yeah.
That was Justin Palframan, the South Africa University Athletics Championship record holder in women's 400 meters and 200 meters. Earlier on, the University of Pretoria's Rikkonette Steenkamp won the women's 100-meter hurdles in a championship record of 13.23 seconds. She has set new targets for the year after earlier on running a lifetime best of 13.17 seconds. Other notable performers included Botswana's three-time Africa high jump champion Kabelo Hosimang, who cleared the bar at 2.21 meters. African Championships shot put silver medalist Orazio Cremona, who prevailed with a heave of 20.40 meters.
Thanks, Mark. That's Marco Uma reporting from Pretoria, South Africa. Our Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the spot Adeyemi, joins us now with a package of football news. And Shagun kicks off with the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Morocco.
Good evening, Africa. The organizing committee for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations has released the details of the 30th edition of the tournament to be held in Morocco. After rounding off its meeting in Cairo, the committee revealed that the tournament will hold from January 17th to February 8th, 2015. The meeting also decided that the two semifinal matches would be played on separate days, a break from the past when they were held on the same day. The semifinals in Morocco will be played on February 4th and 5th, 2015. Also agreed was the distribution of groups among the host cities. Group A would be based in Marrakech, Morocco's fourth largest city, that will host the opening match. Group B will be played in Agadir, in central Morocco. Group C will be in the capital city of Rabat, which will also host the final match of the tournament. And Group D will be in Tanger, in northern Morocco. In some of the other changes, only one match will be played on day one of the tournament, which will have the opening ceremony in Marrakech. That will be the opening match of Group A. The second fixture of Group A will be played on January 18th, the day after the opening ceremony, which will also have two matches of Group B. The final draw for the 30th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations will be held in Rabat on November 26, 2014. The Africa Cup of Nations is the main association football competition in Africa. Organized by African Soccer's governing body, CAF, the two-yearly competition was first held in 1957 in Sudan and won by Egypt. In African club football competition news, Egyptian giant Al Ahly has cruised into the mini-league stage of the 2014 CAF Confederation Cup. Al Ahly advanced despite losing 2-1. In the return leg of the playoff round against Moroccan campaigner Difa Hassani El Jadidi on Saturday, Al Ahly, one of the eight teams that dropped to the second tier club competition from the CAF Champions League advanced on the away goals rule after both teams tied 2-2 on aggregate. Al Ahly had won the first leg 1-0. Also advancing is Suez Sport of Ivory Coast. The Ivorians won the return leg against home team Bayelsa United of Nigeria 1-0, also on Saturday, to progress on the 3-0 aggregate, having won 2-0 at home in the first leg last weekend. 16 teams are engaged in the home and away playoff, from which 8 teams will advance to the mini-league stage. Al Ahly, Africa's most successful club, having won the Premier Continental Club Championship 8 times, is the Confederation Cup favorite, as it bids to become the first Egyptian side to win the competition.
Put your flags up in the sky, in the sky.
That official song of the 2014 FIFA World Cup, entitled We Are One, puts us in the World Cup mood. World Cup organizers FIFA, the global football governing body, has downplayed security concerns for fans traveling to Brazil for the World Cup, despite violent clashes between police and local residents of a Brazilian slum this past week. 2 people were killed in a slum that straddles the hill between Ipanema and Copacabana, the tourist neighborhoods where tens of thousands of visitors are expected to stay during the World Cup in June and July. The violence began last Monday after a dancer on a well-known television show was killed in the Pavauzina slum. Violent protests erupted from the slum's residents, who blamed the police for his death. They burnt rubbish, set up barricades, and blocked roads in and around the streets leading into the area. Police fired shots, killing another man. However, FIFA said